So we ended the show talking about this yesterday. We wanted to bring it back up today. And that is star players potentially in the NFL draft, high draft picks, deciding not to play in their bowl game. Leonard Fournette, Christian McCaffrey, both focusing on their draft preparation. As some people pointed out on Twitter yesterday, they said, listen, if you're not going to a bowl game, everyone kind of has a leg up on preparing for the NFL draft. Start, you know, getting your body in the shape, finding the agent, doing whatever you have to do. I referenced Jalen Smith and how much money he cost himself by playing a Notre Dame's bowl game last year. He went from a surefire top 10 pick worth, you know, quite a bit of money to someone in the second round who Jerry Jones really threw him a bone by taking him in the second round. Could have lost even more. Jalen Smith last night tweeted this. Honestly, with everything I've been through, if I could go back to January 1st, I'd play again. Hashtag clear eye view. That's got to be BS, right?
Oh, boy.
No, you don't think so?
I don't fault either of these players. McCaffrey is the latest one that's not playing the bowl game.
Right.
I don't fault any of these players, but if you are part of a team, a 90-man team,
yep,
and you played a couple years and you went through things, you got to play in that game.
Okay.
You absolutely have to play in that game. I just feel like that you can't not play. And if I was the colleges,
mm-hmm,
I would try this. I don't know if it worked. I would sue both these players who are not playing for their scholarship money back.
See,
so let me ask, 1 second, Corey. So let me just ask you this. You have a guy like Tom Herman, right, brought Houston to a bowl game, then bolted for another job, just like these college kids are bolting for their career.
Yeah. That's why I don't blame the players.
Shouldn't he be forced to coach him in the team that he got there? I mean, he let 90 kids down.
Yeah. The whole thing is so corrupt. Like, I don't blame anyone for this. I just take it from my own personal standpoint that I would play in that game because of the – I've been in locker rooms and I've been on teams, and you just don't do that.
Right.
And it could be a bad move because I look at these guys that got hurt, and I understand the Willis McGay thing was tragic, and we've seen guys like this. But we have a guy that was affected, and he said he would still play. And I get it. I 100% get it because you're a part of a team.
Yeah, he's saying he would still play sitting there as a millionaire for the Dallas Cowboys for a season while he gets to work on his health. You see what I'm saying? If he was on a practice squad somewhere or drafted late or barely making it, you know what I'm saying? Then his attitude towards that might be different. Now, as far as where I'm back and forth on this.
Okay.
I think what Tony says is right. You're a part of a team.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And
absolutely,
you want to go out there. It could be your senior year. It could be your last game,
absolutely,
whatever the case may be.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, you have this thing. Well, okay, well, you would play in the national championship game.
Right.
But you wouldn't have played in the Monarchy Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you don't want to be a hypocrite when it comes to that situation or that stance also.
Right.
I understand where the kids are coming from because the NCAA is the most corrupt organization in all of sports.
No question.
But as a teammate, I would want to go out there with the homies.
And it does mean something to the school too, you know.
See, I don't care about the school.
I don't care about the school.
Yeah, I don't care about the school.
No, but I'm saying I'm coming from Tony's point. You know, should they force him to play, you don't have to sue them. You could hold away off their college degree. You could
none of them graduate.
Don't let them graduate. Penalize them academically somehow. You know, and
I don't think you can. But they're not going to graduate.
Leonard Fournette's never going to. Yeah, Fournette's not going to graduate. He hasn't even gone to class this year.
He probably hasn't seen the inside of a classroom.
Yeah. Maybe Leonard Fournette has. I don't want to single him out.
There's
plenty of players that are.
I'm just using. He's the biggest name.
Right.
It was the same situation with a lot of these star players.
Absolutely.
You find out, you know, they haven't gone in.
I mean, even a guy like Larry Fitzgerald, I think, just graduated this past year from the University of Pittsburgh.
Yep.
It's no reason. You know, I mean, they have good paying jobs. They're, you know what I'm saying? They'll
absolutely
be all right. They're productive citizens.
But those are the best of the best, right? There's plenty of kids that are going to play this game and get hurt and never make the cash they would have seen.
So,
and then I wonder, guys, how far it goes. All right, so we know that McCaffrey and Fournette saw what happened to Jalen Smith, and they're not playing. But at what point are we going to be someone like, well, I've had a nice year. I'm going to be on the big stage. I don't want anyone to. I don't want to put more on tape. I like what I have on tape. And just say, you know what, I'm not doing this. You mentioned yesterday, Corey, Jadeveon Clowney. Like, he had just a monster sophomore year. People said you shouldn't come back your junior. You shouldn't even play your junior year because, you know, your stock can only go down. And I think, to be honest with you, that's happened with Leonard Fournette. Because after Fournette's freshman year, he was the best player in the country. Sophomore year was okay. Junior year was less okay because he was injured at half the year. His stock has gone down. He still may be and probably will be the first running back off the board, but his stock has gone down. At what point is someone who saw Jalen Smith, now someone's going to look at Leonard Fournette and be like, you know what? I don't want to do
look
this.
Look at Maurice Claret. You feel what I'm saying? Sure. Well, he had other issues outside. You know, yeah, other issues. But if he didn't play that 1 year at Ohio State and be like, okay, I'm just going to wait till I can go in the NFL.
It comes down to like what Tony says. Are you going to be selfish or not?
But I don't even... Yes, you're absolutely right. That is the question. Are you going to be selfish or not? But let's even take it a step further. Let's go to the NBA, right? You have Emmanuel Mudiay. He went to China. He played in China. He didn't put anything on his college game tape. You have all these foreigners we have never seen before, taken before guys we've watched over the last 4 years, only because they have less on tape.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's the truth.
Yeah. Because you can't get you're looking at the raw potential in the talent.
Correct.
And you're not really seeing, you know what I mean?
Like, if Mudiay played that year at SMU, would he have been drafted as high as he was? I don't know that to be sure. A guy like Melo Trimble was a team guy. He comes out after his freshman year. There's a good chance he's a lottery pick. He wouldn't have been drafted. He comes out a year later.
Yep.
If he would have not played again, he would have been a lottery pick.
It's a tough call. I just can't. I just don't want to give the advantage to the NCAA.
I don't want to ever give the advantage to the NCAA.
I don't want the NCAA to get the advantage. I don't want Stanford to get the advantage. I think it's a decision that between the kids and their parents and their teammates. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's kind of the way I look at it.
And the other thing is, too, these guys are not selfish when you think about it, right? Because they're letting down their teammates. But by getting on the field, they're letting down their family. Like, their family is going to live on whatever they have the rest of their life.
Yep.
In an NFL career, it's 4 years. I mean, that's a huge risk when you think about it.
I think that's a great point because you have that family pressure. Like, I don't know these players back. Like, I know Christian McCaffrey's, like, his father played in the NFL and whatnot. I think his grandfather also played football.
He should be right then.
Yeah. McCaffrey's are fine, but I don't know, like, Leonard Fournette's background.
I don't know nothing about
I have no idea
what
he's
going to be a lot of people depending on him.
Absolutely. Yeah. We've seen players rush to professional sports because family members
want to help their family. Yeah.
Right. So you can't blame them.
Yeah,
it's tough.
It's a tough call. But you see a lot of people get very nasty about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I get it. Like I said yesterday, every game is not Army Navy. You know what I'm saying? Where you take the name off the back of the jersey and we're a team.
Literally,
you got in some locker rooms. You got some people that have big time professional talent, and they're going to be treated differently.
And they're out to get theirs, right?
Yeah,
they're out to get theirs to put their stats on paper to. Get the ball more to prove that, listen, I'm trying to make the NFL. You know, you may be doing this for fun, essentially. You're getting your degree. I'm trying to make it in the NFL. I need the ball.
They got to figure out, the NCAA has to figure out a way to make this different.
How? I mean, I think the answer is allowing kids to come to the NFL earlier, probably.
I don't know if you can really bring a 19-year-old into the NFL, though.
So I don't know that you can either, but I think that may be the way that you're going to fix it. Go whenever you want.
Find out.
Yeah.